You're really giving these students technique of movement and stage performing. As you said, the audience is the most important thing. How has that changed over time from the instruments the way they used to play, and you see an orchestra so serious and sitting quietly?
I think that we live in the 21st century, and we are part of the future. We are not living in the 1700s, right? With Mozart, we just don't live like that. So we learn classical music, we learn to play in a beautiful traditional orchestra, but also we learn how to engage in innovation, creativity, improvising, and performance stuff. So there are two elements to your experience with orchestras. The traditional wonderful thing, for 400 years we've been doing the traditional orchestras, still exists today, it's a beautiful art form, but we also need to do something that's innovative and creative like we're doing today.
Is it because the audiences are demanding that now?
Nope, it's because the kids deserve to be engaged on a more deeper level with themselves. I think that that's important. The creativity, innovation, and moving forward is a critical part for every art, whether it's the Metropolitan Opera or the Buffalo Symphony or the Foo Fighters. We all have to think about the future and progressive and innovative. But mostly, like, how engaging was it for you guys to experience moving and playing? That is our future. We cannot be frozen. Because movement, there are three elements to music making: mind, body, and soul. All three of those are integral and important to playing.
Do you find that some students can't adapt to that, that it's uncomfortable to come out of that shell and that mold that they've already learned?
All it is just giving them permission. Every one of these kids is happy, joyful, and engaged. What we don't want is when you start to play your cello or violin, all of a sudden you become in a little box. So we don't want to mark the kid who may not be moving well as being shy. They might be very, very boisterous. But what we don't want is, because the instrument is in your hand, that all of a sudden you're going to be a mouse. We don't want to be a mouse. We want to be a lion. We want to be really engaged with the music.
Since you walked in and started, what have you noticed here with these students?
Oh, great question. The moment we started, you guys were really scared. But now you're smiling and making music. That's what it's about. You guys changed literally in a half an hour. And bravo to you guys. You did a great job.
Now, do you travel around to many schools across the country and conduct this type of performance and program?
2 to 3 times a week for 8 months. We do schools around the area of United States, Australia, and Europe. But I do want to say the important thing, the reason why I am here is because of your teacher. Gail Bowser right here. This is my third time working with Gail. Gail recognizes that strings are worldwide. It's global. We can do jazz, rock and roll, hip hop, classical music. We can do it all. Orchestra. We can do electrifier strings. But the teachers are the most important part of your lives. Gail Bowser and these wonderful teachers all here engage you guys on mastering an instrument, which makes you smarter and it makes you more sociable. So everything is great when we play music.
Careers, what is the reality for some of them?
These are middle schoolers, so I'm not sure if they're too concerned about a career. Who's gonna have a career in music? Three people, okay. You good idea. I'm so glad you're thinking of that. It's not too difficult, but what makes it difficult if you only can do one thing? If I only do one thing, you're not going to have it. It's going to be challenging to make a living. If you do improvising, if you write your own music, you play in orchestra, you teach, you will be able to make it.
Your success with Trans-Siberian, how long were you with them, and do you miss it?
Yes, I'm one of the original members of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Who knows the Trans-Siberian Orchestra here?
Yeah, almost everybody.
I'm one of the founding members. I formed it 15 years ago, and now you know, it's funny, I've sold out Madison Square Garden 5 times in a row. I get more pleasure and more out of empowering these kids than playing Madison Square Garden.
Well, your energy shows it on stage with them, and I think you've really connected.
Thank you.
Mark Wood, thank you.
A pleasure. NPR rocks!